From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A man is dead after a motorcycle crash Monday. Police say it's just before 6 p.m. A 2012 Kawasaki driven by 38-year-old Brian Hempel was traveling eastbound on Briceland Road east of Ennersburg Junction. For reasons still under investigation, Hempel failed to maintain control of the bike and drifted off the east roadway edge. It collided with a tree. Hempel was found to be wearing a helmet but was pronounced dead at the scene. The collision remains under investigation. It's unclear whether drugs or alcohol played a role in the crash. Several earthquakes, 10 in all, rattled about 100 miles from the northern coast Tuesday morning. The U.S. Geological Survey says the tremors ranged in size from 5.6 down to 2.8. The strongest struck about 120 miles offshore from Brooking. Most of the quakes were about 6 miles in depth. Officials say there's a negligible chance any would spur additional earthquakes closer to shore. Coastal Central Credit Union announcing that the fall 2018 round of its Dean G. Christensen Community Investment Programs open. A total of $100,000 is available, double the amount in prior rounds, to support local groups throughout the Tri-County area. Grant amounts range from $3,000 to $25,000. The giving program created in 2008. It's awarded since a total of more than $1 million to 100 groups throughout Humboldt, Del Norte, and Trinity counties. Applications can be obtained online at coastccu.org under the Community tab. The deadline is Friday, August 31st. Mendocino County Sheriff's Office says a member of its marijuana eradication team was sickened recently as they were checking out a marijuana growing operation at a residence on the 13,500 block of Kenny Creek Road in Branscombe. They're thinking the deputy sheriff was possibly exposed to a chemical that was being used as an insecticide on the plants. The chemical one banned or severely restricted by the EPA, which can be absorbed through contact with the skin or inhaled through the respiratory system. Based on the packaging and labeling of the bottle, the pesticide appears to have been brought to the U.S. illegally from Mexico. After the service of the search warrant, the deputy started to experience stomach problems and progressively worsened. He was treated at a local area hospital in the days following his exposure and is still under the care of a physician due to continuing symptoms common for exposure to that substance. Well, now's the time to rally yourself and your coworkers for the six-week I Walk Challenge. Organized by St. Joseph Health, participants encouraged to get moving with daily step tracking, motivational newsletters, workout ideas, and local trail suggestions. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.